Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams for another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I got to thank everybody who's been rocking with me, listening to this podcast, listening to me. You know, I've been out there, getting out in them streets a little bit more, and I've had a lot of people come up to me and talk about the podcast, how they enjoy it, want to listen to more. I was recently at my fraternity. I went to a few fraternity events. I'm going to get active. Phi Beta Sigma, Blue Phi, shout out to y'all. And some of my frat brothers coming up to me talking about, hey, frat, what's going on with the podcast? You know, all that stuff. So, you know what? I got to get back to it regularly. And I know I always say that. And I do it for a little that I leave. But, you know, life be life in people. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that go on in life. And you know, I mean, I'm blessed and I'm fortunate. A lot of business ventures happening. A lot of things going on. So, you know, like I said, I am blessed and I really appreciate everybody. A lot of people hitting up my memes on Black Men's Mental Health Instagram. We're getting thousands of views on my comments and my inquiries and on what's going on the net in response to a lot of unfair things that I see on the net, which brings me to the topic today. I want to talk about these black women out here. Now, I know I've addressed this before, and first I want to say this. In no way do I have any disdain, ill will, hatred towards black women. A lot of the social media posts I've responded to with myself have been black women. But in general, I don't hate black women. The reason I'm so critical because I'm actually very saddened by black women today. Now, don't get me wrong. Maybe it's because of the standard I've had for black women. See, I have different standards. You know, when I was growing up, I had a mother that was a single mother. And I got the single mother issues. I had a grandmother that was active in my life that gave me the grandmother side of things. Then I married a woman that is a phenomenal mother, a phenomenal wife that I've been with for close to 22 years, married for almost 19 of those. So I have a lot of extreme examples of black women. Now, my wife is not an American black woman. She's Haitian. Culturally, she's Haitian. She moved there. She was 9. But, you know, she's part of American culture. So I think I have a different examples of different types of women. You know, my mother had me, she was young. My grandmother actually had 3 kids and 3 different baby daddies. So, you know, I have a lot of different perspectives. And what makes me so critical about black women is it saddens me on how they are acting right now. I want to empower black women always. I want to empower them. I want them to be strong, but I want them to be strong in their femininity, in their to be strong as a woman, not to be strong as a woman or what they think it is to be feminine right now. The new feminine is masculine now, and a lot of women are picking up that trait. Unfortunately, we live in a society now that black women are, and I've talked about this on several podcasts, and I'll continue to talk about this. Black women are duped. They're lied to. They're given this false sense of empowerment when anything they do is an empowerment. Everything black women has been taught is empowerment truly isn't. A black woman has been taught that her hair and her dress and how she is empowers her, the car she drives empowers her, when all it really does is enslave them. Empowerment is able to build your own. And black women have felt that they could build their own. They have been building their own and they haven't. Let's look at reality here. They empower themselves by their looks. You know, they wear fake hair, fake eyeliner, a ton of makeup, and they feel that they're empowered by how they look and they can use that, but how they look at how they dress. They're, you know, everything is important for them to look, to feel empowered. There's nothing that a black woman boosts as independence that is actually made or created by a black woman. It's all corporate America. Even to the education, you know, they sit here and they say all black women are educated right now, and they put a lie saying they're the most educated minority group in the country, which is a lie, because Asian women are the most educated women in the country, in this country. But they even lie to themselves about statistics, you know. Then they go out now and get a BBL and feel that that is what they need to do, and it empowers them when it really doesn't. So everything a woman does is actually contradicting what they're saying. They have false beliefs of themselves. They believe that being a single mother is the best thing out there since sliced bread. But every child from a single mother household, most of them are dysfunctional, have problems. Even myself. Yeah, right now I'm doing good in life, you know, but I had a lot of issues from my mom and mommy issues growing up. So everything that a black woman is claiming as power or independence is actually detrimental to them. They go around now with expectation that make no sense. They want they have expectations. Even the broke ones, even the women that have nothing, have expectations that are beyond them. Every woman thinks they should have a man that's 6 feet tall, a 10-inch penis, that works a lot, but has that works a lot and gets a lot of money, but has a lot of time for them. That could they have this unrealistic expectation of what a real man is. They expect the man to pay for everything, but at the same time they shout out that they don't need a man for anything. But as soon as they talk about what they want from a man, they say I can't go 50-50, he has to pay for everything. Then they don't hold themselves accountable for anything, because our society has taught them that no matter what a woman does, especially a black woman, she is always right. Even when they get caught, I've seen cases where a woman has been caught cheating and she has blamed the guy for her cheating, or said, oh, I knew you was going to cheat on me anyway, or you too broke, and all these things. But on the other flip side of it, most black women's baby daddies are bums. They go after the man that they say they want, they feel they deserve, but their baby daddies are all bums. They're all low lives, criminals, drug dealers, bottle poppers in the club that has multiple women. They never was really relationship with it. He was just smashing. But you know what I'm saying? But she says she's high end and high class, but your baby daddy is the lowest of the low. So everything a black woman does right now is just so contradicting to what they say they are or want to be. But see, the thing is, I don't blame black women. I blame a society that has given them a false sense of entitlement, a false sense of empowerment. Let's be honest. Anybody right now can go online and get an education. It's not hard nor difficult like it was back in the day. Anybody could do it. Nothing that a black woman is achieving is special. You know, I hate when I look online and I see or TV and I see people bragging about the first black person to do this, the first black person to do that. Now, this was back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and maybe parts of the 70s, where black people were not allowed to do something. Literally, they were not allowed to do it. And then a black man overcame it and did it. That's an achievement. But right now, there is nothing that a black man or woman can do right now. That there's nothing that they can't be right now. There's nothing blocking them. You know, if you want to be a doctor, you could be a doctor. There's nothing blocking you because you're black from being a doctor. You know, women flex everything. Black women flex everything. Like they flex being an independent woman. Like at the end of the day, paying your own bills and living your life and working is not a flex. It's called life. It's called living. And I never get that flex. Like, I'm independent. I'm doing my thing. Like, but you should be. What's the alternative? Is because when you brag about something, that means that something is extraordinary, right? You're bragging because you're doing something that somebody else couldn't do. So you're bragging about it, right? So if you're bragging about paying your own bills, having your own car and apartment, then what is the normal? Is the normal you being broke, living at home with your family? You get what I'm saying? So they brag about things that is just life. If you don't have a husband, then you should be working and get your own apartment and get your own car, depending on where you live. So they brag about everything. I look good, but you know, but your hair's fake, your eyelids are fake, and you have a ton of makeup on, but you look good. Oh, my body's banged, but your body is a BBL. Like, you know, then it's gotten to the point where even though there are women that make effort to look good, right, by doing all that, now that wasn't good enough. They have to make it where now you have to now they call it body positivity, where now women that are out of shape and unhealthy, now they get to flex. Black women, they get to flex and walk around like they're the shit, and we can't shame them or tell them they need to lose weight, because that's you know, we get canceled. So at the end of the day, now we have to say that shape of body, unhealthiness, obesity is sexy too, and that's a flex. I saw a program where a black woman, a black bigger woman, was saying that the diets, that dieting is racist, because even the diets that are out there, black women do the same diets as a white woman, they don't get the same results. So it's racist that they push these diet things on them, because it's racist what they push on. That is I get it. Different cultures, there are slight differences in biology and all that. Yes. But at the end of the day, working out is working out. Unless you have a thyroid problem or some problem in your body where you can't lose weight or you retain more, whatever. In general, there is no racism in workout. Now, your body may like certain things more than others, but there is not racially bound. You don't tell somebody, yo, you hit the treadmill every single day, you're going to lose weight. Chances are, most likely 99% of the time, no matter what ethnicity you are, you will lose weight. Now, depending on your body, how big you are, whatever, what you eat, you may lose weight slower than others. That's a possibility. But in general, dieting and exercising is not based in, the programs are not based in racist theory. But see, black women go around and doing this, and like I said, I want to really make this really, really understood. All right, I am not blaming black women for this. I think we're part of a society that has preyed on black women. Black women, unfortunately, are the easiest race to con, the easiest gender to con, because at the end of the day, their values lie in other things rather than themselves. Because if you look at a black woman, brag is always bragging in somebody and something else. It's not about anything they built with their own hands or created. It's about something else. I have an education that I got from this university. I got this look, this clothing, this bag. I mean, there was that video that went viral of a woman crying on the floor because she was approved for a Birkin bag. Like, are you serious? We value more, we value other things more to validate who we are than who we are inside. And that's the problem. And then on the other side, we don't call ourselves out or hold each other accountable for wrongdoing we're doing. Women, black women don't hold themselves accountable for anything, but we're in a society where that is okay. So black men, there's two sides of this coin. There's one side of the coin where, you know what? It is messed up. These black women have lost their damn minds. They're asking, they're doing a lot of dirty things. They're asking for unrealistic expectations. They're doing a lot of effed up things. But then on the other side, we live in a society that has targeted black women and understand their weakness for validation and giving them everything on the outer to validate them. And then they get their strength from other people to validate who they are. Because there's no money in happy marriage. There's no money in a woman being dependent on a man. Because technically, it's all a marketing thing. You know, you do what it takes. Because I said this before, and it was a little controversial, and people were getting a little bit mad when I said it. But I'll say it again. Marketed people are marketing whoever they can for money. Whoever they can for money. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, black people, especially black women, are very vulnerable to that marketing scheme. And they have used it for years, and black women have believed in it to the point where they have isolated their own men. and allow society to give them an unrealistic expectation of a man. I say this all the time, right? There are exceptions to the rules, but you can't live your life like you are the exception to the rule. See, every black woman lives their life like they're an exception to the rule, even though statistically or reality tells them it's not. But they live their life like they're expected. There are women out there 50, 60 years old that still think they're going to get a 6 foot, $1 million man that's going to pay for everything, sweep off their feet. They're 50 or 60 still in the club looking for that. But they're having sex with the bum niggas that are popping bottles, smoking weed, selling drugs, having babies by them, especially the young ones. Because a woman's nature is to like the alpha man, not the rich man, the alpha man. See, smart women, they wanted a man to take care of them. They wanted a man as a provider, right? That was an alpha. But now y'all just want an alpha man. Y'all just want a man that got a big dick and will fuck you right and talk to you right. But at the end of the day, he's not the person to be your baby father. He shouldn't be, but he is, because you choose to have unprotected sex with him. But even that, women even blame men for that. Women blame men for them having babies. Like they weren't there. Like they didn't allow this guy to have unprotected sex with them and nut all in them. See, and that's the problem we have. We don't have reality. Black women don't, but guys, we have to notice that about black women, not be mad at them. I used to be mad a lot of times, but you know, we can't be mad at them. We could call out their bullshit. Yes, call it out. But we can't be mad at them, because at the end of the day, they need protecting even more. We need to have standards as men and let them know these are our standards and give them reality checks. Don't dupe to your standards because you see a big butt. Because that's what these simps are doing. These simps are reinforcing these things. These guys that are so desperate for female compassion that they will sit there and tell a woman everything she wants. Oh, she's the best. She's everything. Oh, yeah, yeah. Make her believe it. So we got to not only guard against these women out here, but we also have to guard against other men. These guys that are simping out and reinforcing all this bad things that black women are doing. All right, guys. I appreciate you for listening. I just want to do a quick podcast today talking about this topic that I be seeing online all the time. Check me out, CassandraWilliams.com. You know, everything I'm doing is going to be updated. I got a lot of events, a lot of great things going on, man. I'm so excited about new projects. I'm getting back into music as well, so we're working on that. Cultured.skin, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, couplecritics.com, check it out for our reviews. Also, Divorce Not an Option, where we give you advice from a married couple's perspective. All right, guys. Well, until next time.